A first quick in the gospel, according to Luke, that was one of the three moments of Jesus rising someone from the dead. The widow of Nain, pretty powerful. I can only imagine the crowd that was following him around, and he rose someone from the dead. The other one was with a centurion, and then Lazarus himself. The only three people that he brought someone from the dead, which is pretty powerful when your God can do that. It's pretty awesome. Then I want to talk a little bit more about, it's kind of like a job description for in St. Paul writing to Timothy about the bishop and the deacons. I've read that many times, and I still smile a little bit on what a great job description right there. And the deacons, and I know myself was ordained to be a deacon and then a priest, and I think there's another thing that's coming after the deacons about the presbyterates, the priests, about how we're called to do. And I think that's powerful. And just coming from God through St. Paul of what they're called to do to be allowed to be a deacon, a priest, or a bishop. It's kind of similar. I also like to think about the army or the military opportunities, that not everyone is called to do it. You have to have a certain type of attitude, obedience, and discipline. And basically, I know in the army and military sectors that they would give their life to save us. And so, what a powerful reading there, and especially thinking myself how we have, Dr. Anthony right now going through the deacon's process, and Ben Freeman right now discerning on his call. And finally, the biggest question today in our society is, we hear in the scriptures how the bishop and the deacon are called to be, they can be married once. And even first on a snippet that, yes, we do have some priests that are married, or they were married and have children. There's always these odd things that, and people think about it, but literally, if somebody was married, for instance, and had several kids, and the wife passed away, and the man was discerning the priesthood, can occur, and it has. We're hearing also about Peter and others of the apostles that were married, or those that left their spouses to follow Jesus. Basically what I want to say is that this is different in different parts of our Catholic Church. In the Roman Catholic Church, as we have 13, 14, 15 different rites that are Eastern rites that are Catholics under Pope Francis, some of them do decide to have their deacons, priests to be married. In our rites, we have decided for many, many centuries of the discipline of being celibate without being married. And I think that's a good decision, because as I've joked with many others that have asked the question, I said, well, are you a priest? Well, no, they're not. So why do you care? I mean, I know my life. I know what I had to make the decision for. And I know there's no way I could personally, maybe just maybe a wife, but then you throw kids in there, and there's no way. I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean, that's like getting in a river that's turbulent with one, foot in two different canoes, and then the priest would be in the bottom of the river itself. Can't do it. I mean, you just can't. So it's a discipline for centuries. And we, as priests and deacons and bishops, have decided that. Nobody put a gun to our heads, and we've made that decision. We did that for you and for ourselves, to do God's will. And so again, this great section in Timothy, first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, a good description of bishops and deacons and the history that has changed, because that's fine. Discipline can be changed. This dogma that will never change, like the Eucharist, like the Trinity, the fact that we have just unbelievable things like Mother Mary and beyond and beyond.